Congressman Michael Capuano says he won't run for the U.S. Senate should Senator John Kerry leave his seat to become Secretary of State. Congressman Ed Markey is the only declared Democrat so far, but Congressman Stephen Lynch is still thinking about a bid. No Republicans have declared their intentions, though former Senator Scott Brown is expected to make his decision soon. Back on the Democratic side, a non-politician, the Rabbi Jonah Pesner, says he's considering a bid. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Jonah Pesner's car has a 26.2 bumper sticker. He and his wife, lawyer Dana Gershon, both ran the Boston Marathon. He coaches soccer, but running is his preferred exercise because he can do his morning run in 45 minutes. And with four daughters, he doesn't have a lot of free time.
Juliet is the big girl. She's 14. Noah is 11.
Who is now taller than her.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And Kate and Bobby.
Okay.
And they're amazing.
And you say you coach soccer. Do you coach their team?
I do coach. I coached my middle daughter Noah's soccer team for 3 years until it was time for Bobby and Kate. And then I started coaching their soccer team, which I did last year. And I actually think you learn as much standing on the soccer field talking to other parents as you do in reading the Boston Globe in the morning, because it's in those conversations when families are comfortable and in an environment where they can really talk about their aspirations for their kids, what they aspire to for their communities and their neighborhoods.
Pesner offers coffee. I decline. He insists. He says his upbringing won't let him have a guest in his house without making sure the guest accepts something to eat or drink. So I say yes to the coffee and the black and white half moon cookies. We sit at his kitchen table. Pesner and I have an animated conversation, but when I turn the recorder on, there's a transformation. To respond to my questions, Pesner closes his eyes and summons his answers, which flow out like passionate sermons. His upbringing was filled with stories from his grandmother, who emigrated from Russia at the age of 16.
And she told me once that she witnessed the rabbi of her town dragged to his death, tied by his beard to the back of a horse. And I think about myself as a rabbi in America now, today, the opportunity that I have to serve this country.
It's an obligation to give back that the 44-year-old says impels him to consider running for the Senate. He cites several priorities: public schools, access to health care, keeping America a nation of immigrants, equal rights for gays and lesbians.
I became a rabbi in part, not just because of the legacy of my grandparents who came to this country, but because of the experience that I had of a congregation, the way, and a community, the way it cares for folks. My father died when I was 14 years old, so my mother was a single working mom, and the synagogue and the rabbis surrounded us with love and care and compassion.
It was growing up in Greenwich Village that Pesner says taught him the importance of building a more just society.
The Reform Jewish movement that I'm part of takes very seriously the notion of tikkun olam, the Hebrew expression which means repairing the world. We are obligated to pursue justice.
In 1995, Pesner moved to Boston to pursue his rabbinic training at Temple Israel. Later, as a leader of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, he pushed for universal health care coverage. That kind of organizing would help him in a Senate campaign. Running for the Senate requires a grassroots network and money. Pesner is confident he can count on both. That's because he can draw from his work at GBIO and now the Union for Reform Judaism, of which he's the national senior vice president, but from which he's taking a leave of absence. Those organizations have given him local and national networks of people on whom to draw for volunteers and money.
And so I look forward to the opportunity to continue, as I have for most of my career, to invite people to join with me, not only with their time and their talent and their energy and their vision, but also with their financial resources.
Pesner has been getting advice, but he won't say from whom. He says he expects to make up his mind soon about a run. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.